like a cheap Chinese knockoff, except without any of them pesky Chinese. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And here's them idiot host of yours, Derek Knight and Colin Burton.
And we actually have more than just Derek Knight and Colin Burton. I am Derek Knight from Fizzle and Nut. No, I'm not from FizzleandPop.com. I'm from SonOfCheese.com. We do have Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com. Say hi to the kids, Colin.
Hello, everybody.
And because it's a very special day, we have my sister Heather from Matt and Spam.
Hello.
We also have my dad, Jess Knight.
From?
Well, you're just my dad.
Oh, okay.
From Hello. Grand Junction.
Hello. Yeah, from somewhere in Colorado.
Yeah.
And my wife, Heather Knight, is joining us in studio as well.
Hello.
And the reason this is a very special episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour is that 1 year ago this week is when we started this stupid little podcast, and I do remember it being a much more humid or hot day.
Yeah,
I remember that the room was getting pretty damn hot, even though it was just two microphones, myself, you, Colin, and your brother, Trevor.
Yeah, but we were also in a lot smaller room, and we were upstairs where the heat rises. So.
Is that how it goes?
I think so. And all those records.
Yeah, all the records. All the records are now gone. That room has been turned into something different. But,
wow, what's it now?
Nothing.
A room for his mother-in-law.
It's just a room. At this point, there's nothing much to it.
Yeah,
a mother-in-law's room.
Yeah, open invitation for your mother-in-law, right?
Well, she is coming out for Christmas this year. As what I've been told, apparently you've already purchased the ticket so she can come out for Christmas.
Like you didn't know.
I didn't know. I was caught unawares on this matter. But no, that room is now just turned into nothing. And in fact, right now there's just furniture in it because we moved stuff in there to paint our bedroom and haven't moved it back because we're lazy, I think, is the whole reason. But this is, yes, the anniversary episode, the 1 year anniversary episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And what we're going to do on today's episode is go over a couple of the lost episodes of the podcast because, you know, contrary to popular belief, not everything that we turn out is spun gold. We have done a couple of episodes, at least, that were lost to time because they were so
trash.
They were so insanely bad that I couldn't even bring myself to post them. One episode actually was lost due to a computer error, and I can't remember. I think it was a poor episode anyway. That was the week that we just ran the best of episode. But right. I'm going to go with a cut from that first ever episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour that was never aired, never even posted because it was so insanely bad. That's not it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Son of...
Just gonna
Fire
edit that out
operator.
Later.
No, I'm not even gonna. I'm a mouth breather, as my sister says. Just a mouth breathing Johnny.
Let's see. Mouth breather.
Breather.
Oh, breather.
Breather.
There's children spilling out his mouth.
You've got headphones on and you can't even understand. But here's that cut from that first ever crappy episode.
Well, that's awesome.
You got to speak a little bit more profoundly.
Well, that's awesome.
There you go. See how it shows up over there? Oh, do it again.
That's awesome. What?
Much better.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's better.
Good.
Yeah, you're going to have to be, like, real...
I don't know when to come in on this.
Wherever.
Every time I stop, it's you.
Okay.
When I stop, you go.
Okay.
Not only was that first one recorded in rich Corinthian reverb because of a production error on the back end,
yeah.
But that was also very obvious that Colin was very green as far as this whole microphone technique stuff goes.
Yeah, it was all seasoned.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, what?
Yeah, he doesn't wait now. He just talks
That's
back
right.
to you.
He's getting better about that, but this next cut will also illustrate that fact very well.
Well,
you know, I've always hated the term podcast. So this is an awesome cast. It is the inaugural episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, across the broadcast desk in Studio D Chevalier is Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello.
What do you want me to say? Hello.
Hello.
Is this on? Because... Yeah, at least
it's only been a year. Huh?
It's been a full year since you were just a lost little sheep in front of a microphone, and now you have command. You have command of yourself, and you have a set intro. Hello, everybody.
Well, you told me to stick with that. It's not like I would have stayed with it otherwise.
Oh, well,
you said,
okay,
do that every time.
All right, Mr. Creativity, what would you have said had you been given free rein? I forgot that I reined you in.
Probably variations of high.
Hola, señoritas exactly. and señores.
Hey, everybody.
Me llamo Escalin Burton.
Howdy. So, but no, you had to be like all Mr. Controlling.
All Mr. Control. Well, you know, I mean, when faced with such things as this,
you know, I've always hated.
Not that.
You
know, not that.
I've always
not that.
This podcast is really falling apart, isn't it?
Shut up.
You know, I do have a theory
that
multiple exclamation points usually means stupidity. The more exclamation points you use on any phrase, the stupider you are. But what we're going to be talking about today is Krunk, the energy drink with 3 exclamation points. And that, I think, was actually Colin's idea to talk about Krunk, which turned out to be the worst possible subject because we couldn't even fill 5 minutes with it, let alone a whole half hour.
Yeah, actually, I kind of like to do things like that as part of the shows, though, try out things still. Not necessarily make an entire show around trying out something.
Kind of like the time that we got drunk.
Kind of, only that was the whole show.
Yeah, it was actually 2 whole shows.
Yeah.
It's amazing how...
Well, it all blurred to one for me.
That's right, it's amazing how quickly a whole hour will pass when you're completely drunk.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the memories segment. Have you
I was going to say it didn't help that Krunk actually tasted pretty good.
Yeah, it was because we were hoping to make fun of Krunk,
yeah.
And as a drink, it kind of tasted good. But the things that we've learned over the last year include the fact that my dad was a bedwetter when he was young, but easily the most entertaining bedwetter of all time.
Yes, indeedy.
And that if urine comes in contact with something that is electrical or electrified, that you are in grave danger, and that you can blow in every fuse in the house.
I think I would have been a John Holmes if that hadn't happened.
So you're saying
but
that
I lost inches.
You're saying it stunted your growth.
Yes, it did.
Well, it steered you away from a porn career into a career of what exactly do you do?
I do nothing.
There you go. See,
I have a friend who became a porn star though. And his name was Randy Muck, M-U-C-K.
I assume that wasn't his porn name.
I don't know what he used, but he went out to California and became a porn star.
Randy Willie.
Oh, yeah. Randy Dangles.
Yeah.
Among other things, though, that we learned was that Colin has a proclivity, if provoked, to beat up cripples and hang out with albinos. I remember you tripped a cripple and kicked his crutches away at one point.
How it happened.
It was a valuable lesson to learn. I mean, it forces me to regard you with just a little bit more caution than I had in the past.
Yeah, watch out if you ever become crippled.
That's right. If I ever become crippled, you've got your chance, man. your chance.
Don't piss off Colin.
Did your mama walk? No, she fell on her ass. Didn't get crippled.
Yeah, we've also learned that my wife has quite the sailor mouth.
Oh, that's the truth. Do not.
You just happen to edit it so it sounds like I have a sailor mouth.
Well, I can't actually edit curse words in, so if you said them, they're on. And
you take it out of context.
Sure.
I'm sure I was validated in cursing whenever I did.
I'm sure.
Plus, you also told me to curse to keep your explicit tag.
That's right. We've got an explicit tag, so if you've got some curse words, let her rip.
So don't ask me to keep your explicit tag if you're just going to use it against
me. You mean our fucking explicit tag.
See, there he is. Controlling.
I know.
Controlling. And did we learn anything at all about you, Heather?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm just an open book.
Well, we learned about your radio career.
Yay.
Yeah.
On that episode where I had nothing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shows that you had nothing to say, which also brings us to the point where we've had some fine guests in studio. We had Pat Angelo join us all the way from Denver. We've had Johnny Houston in a couple times. On the phone, I got to interview one of my personal favorites, M. Dung from California, who's experiencing a bit of a resurgence and who's agreed to be interviewed on the show again. So in future episodes, kids, you'll hear again from M. Dung, the former big-time radio disc jockey from San Francisco. Probably the highlight, though, was seeing Justin Carmichael get all giddy when he got to interview he's a huge fan of the Game Jew, and so he got to interview the Game Jew. He set up the interview, so I said, hey, take it and see what happens. And he was just so excited. I mean, he's just funny, that guy. And that was a fun show, because watching him get extremely, almost pee in his pants excited was fun. What was your favorite episode, Colin, from the last year? From the entire year, pick one.
Oh, you mean just from the last year, not the year
before? Just from the last year.
When we weren't doing this show.
Pick one that is your personal favorite. Maybe one where you got to talk a lot.
Has there been one?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah.
Well, the ones where
but,
focused
on... But, you know,
that
one was my favorite. Yeah, whatever one that one was.
Which one? The one where you got to talk a lot?
Sure.
Yeah. That was probably the one
you
got
to remember, I don't listen to the show, so...
That's a good endorsement right there.
Yeah, wow. It sucks so bad I do it and then don't listen.
It's not that it sucks. I just...
Because he's already said it, so well, it's not funny anymore.
And you got to remember, right. I don't like the sound of my voice.
I don't see why not.
His voice is
kind
of high pitch.
See? Yeah. My voice is crap. So I don't listen to it.
I don't see why you don't listen. I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you do the show.
Yeah.
And then what? You're just done with it. Now, I know you've talked in comedic terms about retiring. And I say that with the fingers making the quotes in the air because I won't allow you to retire because there's nothing to retire from.
Right.
Now,
because we aren't really doing this. This is all just...
That's right.
It's all in your head.
Well, you never listen. How would you know?
Exactly.
How would you know if I don't just post 30 minutes of blank track every week and lie about the content?
That's true.
Heather.
Yeah.
And I don't mean you, Heather. I mean you, Heather.
Yeah.
Which episode was your personal favorite?
The one where Dad wet the bed.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably easily one of the tops.
I don't think I've ever laughed that hard.
The blue flame.
That comes out of his wiener and, yes.
No, it went into my wiener. My little wiener.
Into or out of. It's hard to discern which.
Into my little wiener. Up through my whatever it goes through.
Your urethra into the bladder, exploding the bladder.
Like popcorn.
At what point did your appendix rupture? Was that before or after this?
During.
Ruptured in a blaze of glory.
Yes.
And you over there, you've been involved in a handful of these podcasts. Do you have a personal favorite?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
I liked the injury one, just because I was injuries? A part of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that specifically did you like?
Hearing all people's sadness.
You liked it. But essentially what you're
hearing
telling us...
Hearing people getting hurt.
What you're telling us is other people's misery is your greatest joy.
No, it's just nice to know that I'm not the only dumbass out there that injures myself.
I will say that story Justin told about...
his passing out. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, and in such detail, too. I'm surprised he could remember so much of a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
I think my personal favorites to this point have to be the two that we did for Halloween, the ghost stories. And
those were a lot of fun.
I'm really
too.
Hoping that we'll have others. In fact, one of the guys that we work with, Norm, who doesn't live far from here, he claims, because he lives over by Whitefield Park, he's got a story. He says that at night, he can hear the screams of hundreds of people crashing in the plane.
Ooh.
He says night
chills.
After night, he hears hundreds of screams as he's trying to go to sleep.
Whitefield Airport.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's creepy. That gave me chills.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get him to
come
on the show.
Well, now you ruined the whole story. Why do you want to come on
now? I haven't ruined the entire story because it's not my story. And besides, who listens to the podcast? Yeah, number two.
You told the punchline.
But there was only 20 people on that plane.
There were more than 20 people.
No, there wasn't.
Anyway, whatever. We'll get to that some other time.
And, G-Dad, what's your favorite podcast?
G-Dad, what's your favorite podcast?
When we did the movie one.
Ah, the movies. We did that. We did two of those. You were on both of them, and you had some strong opinions, and you called us retarded a couple of times.
Blackula.
Oh, yeah, the Blackula.
And everybody we found out that of all the things you can be afraid of in this life, you're afraid of Blackula.
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 Blackula. Yeah. He come and get you.
The funniest thing was, after that podcast, we were watching the, what was the whole thing with Blackula on that?
No, it was actually Venture Brothers.
Oh, that's what it was.
Episode of Venture Brothers. The guy hunts Blackulas.
Oh, yeah.
And
so it just cracked me up.
He said, so you hunt African-American vampires. No, man, some of them are British. I don't know what you call it. It's a Blackula. What else do you call it?
I do like when you make fun of your mother, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's kind of built
She's
in.
Not too fond of that.
Because she's funnier and crap, and she thinks she's not.
That's true. And, you know, we also learned that she should never be allowed to handle fire or get near any sort of firework, Class C, Class B,
Correct.
Or Class A.
Or pump gasoline.
Or pump gasoline because she's a danger to herself. And, yes, there's so many stories that we could tell. We need her here. Unfortunately, she had to work. She couldn't be a part of the podcast. Also, Justin Carmichael and, you know, Jennifer, his wife, who we interviewed, who's a famous published poet, couldn't be a part of the podcast today, regrettably. But
you also forgot Jerry.
Ah, yes, we interviewed Jerie, the host of Freak Train in Denver, and she was a good interview, even though she admittedly later barely heard anything we were saying on the phone. Apparently was just doing the equivalent of nodding and smiling and just trying to answer the questions as best she could. And, of course, Pat Angelo was trying to be a part of that podcast, but because he had a bad connection, I blame him. He couldn't hear anything, so just had to give him the boot. Just a little, bye, Pat. See you next time. How about a least favorite, Colin? The least favorite episode that you were involved in, because you've been involved in most of them. There were a couple where the Colin bot had to take over your spot.
Right. I don't know. Seriously.
Because he doesn't listen to them.
They're not really fresh in my mind either. I mean, we're talking over a year.
You
least favorite? I'd say the least favorite was probably the first couple when we were sweating our asses off up in that room. Those were probably my least favorite.
So you're much more comfortable down here is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, this is a lot nicer.
Yeah. You got a nicer chair. And
it has a homier feel.
It does, because it's a home. It's a room and a home.
Colin won't cook chicken. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, that's right. Colin's afraid
of raw chicken.
Yep.
Deathly afraid of raw chicken. In fact, he has nightmares where raw chicken advances on him in columns and kills him.
Oh, yeah. And then they're driving me over here today, and I asked them if they had christened the back seat. They got embarrassed.
I didn't get embarrassed.
Of their new car.
He got embarrassed.
Yeah. Who said I got embarrassed? I didn't even say anything.
Apparently, the redness on your face told the whole story.
Yeah.
My least favorite episode is one that never aired. The other in the chain of lost episodes.
Hmm.
And that was the time that we...
Is that the accent episode?
That's my least favorite, too.
The misguided...
That was horribly...
...attempt to do... The Wheel O accents and the Wheel of Voices.
Right. That was the longest half hour of my life.
Yeah, it really started out, I thought it was going to be, you know, like podcast gold, and it turned out to be absolute shit.
Fool's gold.
Yes, I have, though, pulled some chunks from this lost episode.
Chunks from shit.
That's right.
I've got the corn.
That's right. I've got some hunks of shit that I'd like to share with you, starting with this one. Did you ever get anything that you asked Santa for?
You know, one time we went to Italy on for Christmas, and my mother was a cripple, and she had crutches, and she went to the Pope, and the Pope sprinkled water on her left leg, and he threw away the left crutch, and he sprinkled water on his right leg, and she threw away the right crutch.
My God, did she walk?
No, she fell on her ass. She's a cripple.
And what kind of accent is that exactly?
That'd be a hair lip.
So see, that would have never seen the light of day.
An American hair lip.
That would have never seen the light of day had we not
resurrected
it out,
for the 1 year anniversary.
For the 1 year anniversary.
So is this the 1 year anniversary of poo?
Well, no, it's the 1 year anniversary of the Son of G's Half Hour Power Hour, the show that we may have to come up with a new name for. If the other half hour power hour, which is another memory that we can share, there's a show called the Half Hour Power Hour that's been going on, that had been going on for a year, but then, you know, they kind of sucked it up and stopped recording, but they're coming back.
Are they?
Yeah, and they had actually found this podcast, made fun of us on one of their episodes, and said, you know, you're retards, you know,
you should Google.
You should Google. Yeah. You stole our name, yeah. And you know, I told them, you know, hey, you know, no.
No.
I didn't steal your name. I didn't even know you exist because I didn't Google.
I was influenced
by
the same people that influenced you.
Yeah, I ripped off MTV, thanks, the Half Hour Comedy Hour.
Wasn't there a radio show called the Half Hour Power Hour years ago?
There was the King Biscuit Flower Hour.
The Top 40, and I think so.
That was the King Biscuit Flower Hour, I think.
No, that's what you're thinking. I never heard of King Biscuit Flower Hour.
The King Biscuit Flower Hour was a radio program in the 60s. And Heather will back me up on this.
Yeah. I know about it because of Homer Simpson.
There you go. But moving back to the accents, here's some more clips that we can share.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Son of G's Half Hour Power Hour. My name is Derek Knight, and I maintain sonofcheese.com. The reason I am talking like this is today, for the purpose of the podcast, we will be doing a little theater. With me today is Colin Burton of FizzleandThePop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Also, my father, Jess Knight.
Pitcha cabrone puta.
My wife, Heather.
Bonjour.
My sister, Heather, from Matted Spam.
Howdy.
And Justin Carmichael, the Emerald Hierophant.
Ah, fuck Montrose, aye.
Going back to the 80s, and where did the sign off of fuck Montrose come from? That came from the Blue Flame podcast.
The Blue Flame.
You signed off with a fuck Montrose, and Justin liked that so much that he's been fucking Montrose ever since.
Well, we need to fuck. Now, you know why that happened.
Actually, I've got a new city to add to the fuck you list. It's Trinidad.
Fuck Trinidad.
Trinidad is less polite than Montrose. I thought Montrose was a piece of shit. Trinidad is twice the piece of shit that Montrose is.
So we fuck Gallup, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, fuck Gallup.
You guys do a lot of fucking.
Fuck most of the state of New Mexico, let me put it that way.
There, Randy.
And you over there, that was one of the worst bonjours I've ever heard. That was one of the most
American
French
accents. Hey, you know, maybe
accents.
That would have been a funner episode if we were all tanked. I don't know.
Ah, you're right.
I'm not very good. I have to hear an accent to repeat it. Well, I'm not like you. I can do the Indian.
Speaking of hearing the accents, here's some more.
No. Like, what was that?
Like, I don't know. 1984.
Yeah, you...
Now, look here. I don't think it was 1984. I think it was 1980. I believe we were still at Hackberry House, and that was our first run down at the Hackberry House. Had to have been 1980. Christmas, 1980. Maybe 81.
All right.
Now, Colin.
All right.
I know you were a deprived child. I want to show you these charts here, show you exactly how deprived you are. But did you ever have any good Christmases growing up in your house?
Certainly.
Actually, I just remember what my least favorite episode is.
And this one that never aired. Yes. Yeah. And we find out exactly. You'd think at that point Colin is going to do Curly from the Three Stooges.
You'd think.
But no.
No.
Well, there really isn't much to tell. I don't have an accent.
Buzz his ass. Buzz his ass.
That's okay. I'm sure I'm on there too, Colin. He was cracking up about something earlier.
I was. And the reason I was cracking up earlier is it might even be this.
Now, Justin Carmichael over there in the corner. Yeah. Did your family celebrate the Christmas?
Well, yes, we did. We celebrated quite a lot of Christmases. They were really nice. Had a lot of froofy things around the house. A really nice Christmas tree. And, yes, we enjoyed quite a bit of the Christmas.
Now, I was under the impression that you grew up Jewish.
I'm converted.
So you did not get the 8 crazy nights of presents?
No, but it was certainly crazy that one night.
I've been there, too.
And, you know, the funny thing about Justin when he's on the podcast is I have to edit out so many of the, when he's talking normally. But I had to leave him in there because I knew what he was trying to accomplish.
Dead air.
Ooh, that was funny.
Well, I was waiting for somebody else to say something funny, but in lieu of that, here's more of the clips.
Oh, God.
Over there, Sporty, the one we haven't talked to quite yet. You of all people have probably the most sad Christmas story. We're going to bring the room down a little bit, and we're going to show why people should think of others on this holiday, on Jesus' birthday. What happened to you and your family?
Well, what Christmas do you want to know about?
I want to know about the worst Christmas ever.
The worst Christmas ever would have been...
God.
When we were...
Would you like some water, dear?
I'd like a buzz. I meant a bell, sorry.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Here, we're gonna... We back to the bell, baby!
What exactly was that accent you were doing? Was
that... Raspy old smoky lady.
Raspy old... Oh, it wasn't Dr. Girlfriend from the Venture Brothers fame?
Maybe.
Yeah, well...
Your mother has an accent. But she talks Indian, Spanish, Afro-American, it's all the same.
All at once.
Yeah.
It's all the same accent.
That's right.
Yeah, she tries to talk like Ramesh. And Ramesh's husband is named Ramesh.
It's Ramesh and Ramesh.
Ramesh and Ramesh.
The Ramesians.
And she tries to do them. It doesn't work.
Mm. Well, speaking of trying to do an accent that doesn't work.
Oh, God. Christmas story.
So are we not going to find out how the other one ended?
I guess that if she would like to tell us how that other one ended and then go into the one about her being robbed blind, we
excellent.
Can do that.
Yo, I want to know.
So anyway, we never did get around to that story about your worst Christmas ever.
No, I don't think we did.
And you could tell it at some point. You don't even have to use an accent.
What, like now?
No, not like now, because like now, we've got more of this to get through.
Oh, crap.
Okay, back to Jules Kvalch. This worst Christmas ever, where all of your toys were taken from you and probably pawned for drug monies. How did this happen?
Well, we had gone to Christmas Eve.
You got like one accent.
Okay, I told you I didn't want to be on this damn pod.
this damn
See,
pod.
I told you I didn't want to be on this fucking thing.
I didn't say fucking, I said damn.
You were thinking it. You just said it now.
I was repeating what you had said.
Mom is going to be shocked.
That should be a part of the opening credits. I don't want to be on this damn pod.
Well, actually, you never. Well, actually, because this one never aired, it won't be. But one of the people who is a regular reader of both you and I, Edward Woloski from South Carolina or North Carolina, where he's originally from St. Louis, I think. But
some Carolina.
He is going to do some original music for the podcast and incorporate clips from the podcast at some point when he's not busy.
Really?
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun thing to share with our listener at some point. Hey, and you over there.
We have looking, a listener.
A listener. We're doing this for just... Yeah. Whoever's you're out there listening, we're doing this just for
I think
you.
We're all here that listen.
That's make you feel all warm and fuzzy.
It's also possible. Heather, you were looking consternated because you had something to say.
Well, I got to thinking, you know, you were mentioning how Dad said fuck Montrose and Justin took it and ran with it. Mom did that with Bye from the Pod.
Yeah.
And so now that's why we just call it The Pod.
The Pod. Yes, Bye from the Pod. Mm-hmm. And we do have one more clip of
If it's
the,
of me, I'm kicking your
of
ass.
Of the desperate lost episode with the accents.
Don't beat me.
Well, let's find out.
On forever.
I think that's the question that we're all kind of asking ourselves. How long a half hour can last?
If you keep talking like that, it'll be gone in a heartbeat.
When I begin to talk like this, you know I need a Hershey bar.
Which I didn't get.
I don't get it either.
Do you get the squirts? The Hershey squirt? Is that
you?
I don't even know how to answer that.
If it was a very bad bar.
That was Colin.
Oh, yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
If you get the Hershey squirt, you're putting it in the wrong way.
Oh, my God. You are not serious over there. I cannot believe you just said that. You sick bastard. You sick bastard. Get out of my house.
And that was at the end of that episode where everybody was just ready to fucking quit.
You know, the saddest like thing is we all sound like we're drunk in that episode, and even though we're not.
And yet we were stone cold sober.
How come I wasn't invited to the episode where you got drunk?
Because if you drink too much, really, you'll really go into a diabetic coma and die.
It's okay, maybe. I wasn't either.
You were at the beginning.
Yeah.
I had to edit her out.
Yeah. He edited me out because he got pissed because I took his drink.
No, that's not how it happened.
Yeah, it was.
Let's hear how it happened since we're reflecting on the past.
We are reflecting on the past. I had to edit her out. That's all there is to it.
End of story.
End of story.
On with your lives.
There we go with the control again.
That's right.
None of the truth comes out.
Hey, somebody's got to drive the bus. You know, if I weren't here to drive the bus, it would be anarchy and chaos.
That could be fun, though. Anarchy and chaos.
It's controlled anarchy and chaos.
That would be a good name for another podcast without Derek.
except we can't do it without Derek because he's got all the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, well, you could do it at your home because I set you up. I set you up so you could do it.
Old man Cheese and his half hour power.
We could start the I Hate Son of Cheese podcast. I hate
like in high school. I hate Elaine Cole.
Slam book.
Or like your Fizzlin' Poop.
Fizzlin' Poop. Fizzlin' Poop was the greatest idea with one of the best executions of anything I've ever done.
You go to hell.
And you know what? It was the easiest thing in the world to do. For those of you not in the know, as you know, Colin, of course, maintains fizzleandpop.com. One day, whilst I was driving home from work, I started thinking. And when I think, things happen. And
smoke comes out his brain.
There's not always good things, but I was like, Fizzlin' Poop, haha. But wait a minute. I'll bet that's not taken. And sure enough, fizzleandpoop.blogspot.com was not taken. And so for a long while, everything that Colin posted, I parodied on fizzleandpoop.blogspot.com as kind of a bizarro Colin thing. And it was actually a fun exercise because I got to be just completely insane and as creative as I felt like being. And Colin didn't know about it. And I had told dumbass over there in the red shirt, Heather, about it. And then she started taking a shine to Colin, and she felt bad for him. And told him about it, and then Colin and I went to lunch one day at Qdoba, and he's all, so, it's Fizzlin' Poop. And I was busted.
Did you deny it?
No, of course not. I laughed.
And that was actually hard work for you back then, because I used to actually post a lot.
Yeah, it was back before you started just, you know, being
not posting.
Yeah, kind of being a pansy.
Yeah.
Pansy about it.
Look at who's talking.
A pansy
You've
poster?
You've got, like, what, 2 posts a week now, maybe?
No, I post on a regular basis. I've been gone for a week, for Christ's sake. I posted Excuses. Whilst I was on vacation. I posted the LOL cat bastard.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
Egypt
that.
Stealing all your antiquity.
That was so great.
Well, I'm glad
what,
you enjoyed
it. What, our kitty?
No, not your kitty.
Oh.
No. Thank you very much for joining us for the past year, listener. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this last half hour. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It's our one-year anniversary edition. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With us this week, as always, was Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Goodbye.
Also joining us, my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye from the pod.
My dad, Jess Knight.
Fuck Montrose.
And my wife, Heather.
Goodbye, farewell, I bid you say adieu.
Hey, kids, we'll see you back again next Wednesday.
I couldn't help it, sorry.